Hey, Matt, it's Benjamin at Trax. How are you?
Good, Benjamin. How are you?
Oh, I'm excellent. Fabulous day for Liz today. She really dug deep and put in a stellar performance. Talk about the race and tell us how it feels to see her out there.
Yeah, you know, it was she's in top form for sure, and in a lot of ways it was a great day for Liz, and in some other ways it was a little bit disappointing. I think she, in hindsight, would have exchanged skis at 13K, but I just kind of took a chance and thought she could do it on one pair of boards today. So went for it and didn't have the skis at the end. In general, we had phenomenal skis, but they slow down here in Oslo, as they do just about anywhere else. But here it seems like they pick up a little dirt or something and slow down quite a bit over the course of the race. And so hindsight 2020, and an exchange was necessary at about 13K. That's that. We'll settle for ninth, and that's a great result for Liz and for the team, and no disappointment, but certainly not a perfect day.
Right. You know, it's always never easy to see things clearly the whole way, but it looked like a good decision, but it's not easy to know going forward.
Yeah, you know, and it's a team decision too. I mean, we've got boards out there with writing on it, letting Liz know what to do in case she needs some help with her decision. And at the time when we saw Liz blow through the exchange at 13K, we said, all right, you know, she spent a lot of time in second place today, and definitely had a body capable of the podium, but our tactics that we employed just kind of kept things from unfolding that way. But we're happy and we're psyched. It was a good day.
Yeah, overall, it's a great day. It would have been better to see something else, but you know, she did have some difficulty towards the very end of the race. But really exciting to see her skiing at the front with the leaders.
And she it's been a nice jump this year, and I think it's more than anything, her confidence has taken a step forward as well, and that's definitely necessary to start reaching those new levels. So it's been a nice jump for Liz this year.
Absolutely, she's really really hammered well this year, and she's had the results to go with it. Jesse Diggins also had a great day.
Yeah. She's been a little tired in distance lately, and you know, the goal today was to go out and have a good time skiing the Holmenkoll. And there are thousands of fans, literally tens of thousands of fans out there. So rather than going out and stressing about the result, just wanted to make sure she enjoyed some elements of the race today. And I think she crossed the line having done that. With Jesse, that certainly doesn't mean going easy. I mean, she dug deep, but she won the hard-earned point today, and there's a lot of respect in getting that point in 30th place. So,
yeah,
you know, I'm proud of that result.
Yeah, absolutely. 30K is not an easy hill to climb, and she did it. I don't think she's got too many others under her belt, right?
Right.
So, what's the game plan here going forward with the last few races and on the calendar?
Sorry, just a correction. Jesse has started some 30Ks in the past. I just understood what you said. But the plan going forward, we'll be heading to Stockholm, Sweden, tomorrow afternoon from Oslo. We'll be traveling with six women, five of the U.S. ski team women, Liz, Keaton, Holly, Jesse, Ida, and Continental Cup leader Rosie, and then also Andrew Newell and Noah Hoffman, who earned his spot this weekend in the 50K. So we've got Torin Kuss, who's also our male Continental Cup leader. So we've got a team of nine athletes, and it's one of the largest squads, if not the largest squad we've brought to finals, and we're psyched about it. So we're gearing up for this final week, and we'll show you what we have on Wednesday.
Absolutely. Now, Keegan's in third overall, Matt. That's a very strong position for her to be in coming into the final four races. I don't think she was that high last year. I'm not sure where she was, but third is certainly a great spot to be in.
Yeah, it is. It was a bit of a strategic move to skip the 30K today mm-hmm. and focus on finals. She's got a 59-point lead over fourth, and it's not a giveaway. So it would be incredible to finish on the podium in the overall.
Sure.
I mean, just an unspeakable accomplishment, but there are four races coming up in Sweden that need to be quite successful for that to happen. And I'm confident that Keegan can do it, but great racing coming up soon.
Absolutely, and great skiing by Noah to get in there under the wire, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. We figured he needed 15, 16 points, and I think he walked away with about 30. I think he even had the Eurosport commenters calling him a great sprinter out there. So that was quite an accomplishment for Hoff to be in the mix and the preams. And he did what he needed to do on the last opportunity, and that's so Noah Hoffman. So really, really psyched for him. It's going to be great to have him on the road for this last week.
Absolutely. He earned it, and it's great to see him there. And it's great to see Torin Kuss there as well. He's got a lot of miles or kilometers under his ski belt, so to speak, and hopefully he can do something out there.
Yeah, for sure. I spent quite a bit of time on the team as a coach with Torin several years, and it's really nice to have him back on the squad here. It's particularly impressive to see him score that 18th the other day in Drammen.
Absolutely.
Maybe the most competitive World Cup of the season with regards to classic sprinting. So he's in good form, and I'm really psyched to see him race in Stockholm.
Very good. Well, listen, Matt, it's spectacular to see the team doing so well on many fronts, and we're going to wish you well with the last four races, and we'll see where things are when the dust settles.
Thanks a lot, Benjamin. Ski Tracks.
All the best. Take care.